Spiritual Journal, Walking with God like Enoch, Entry Number 1. My name is Sarah. Monday, January 4th, 2010. Spiritual Journal, Walking with God like Enoch, Entry Number 1. My walk with God has changed into a reality that I never considered, let alone thought about. The Holy Spirit asked me if I wanted to spend my nights with Him in conversations while I slept. I never knew such a thing was possible. I said I would, and he said, then pray and ask the Father for it. The first two nights, I slept like a cocoon. In the morning, I was so refreshed and desiring to just cuddle up and pray to my favorite Father. This morning, I almost woke up, and the Holy Spirit was teaching me about a very small thing that had huge hindrances, if not addressed. I never knew that it was a problem, and immediately teared a prayer and conclusion to victory. The Holy Spirit showed me my Peter complex and the need to perfect some major problems in thought and approaches to others, preparing me to see all things from the hand of my Father while I rest in His palm, to take the apparent bad things in the right attitude and prayerful consideration of the tool that is being used to perfect rough edges in me. These afflictions that my loving Heavenly Father allowed the devil to give me have turned out to be the best blessings I could ever receive. He has showed me His concern for my teachings to be thorough, deep, and personal. God allows afflictions to those He loves and desires to perfect. So these marks in my body shows me the tenderness He has in loving me. Each one of these inflictions hurt my Father to allow on me, but He knew I would turn sorrow into love and worship. These inflictions have made me realize more now than ever that my God gave me the best parents ever to prepare me for these hard times. I appreciate my parents more now than I ever did. They were perfect for me, and await my arrival in heaven to sing praises to Jesus forever together. Thank you, God, for showing me what I could not appreciate perfectly into now in my wonderful parents. My soul does worship the Lord in His many aspects. His constant answering my prayers is so wonderful to see and feel His commitment to me. He chose me to be another Enoch before I was born. My relationship with Him is so beautiful, and our talks are so revealing to His desire to spend more time together. While most people are wasting their time in front of a TV set waiting for death to take them into the grave, I spend that time in devotions, prayers, and conversations with each of the Godhead as they desire and when they desire. It has taken a considerable time in pursuing God in love and prayer. My faith in His Word knew He would live up to His promise and meet with me. Abundantly, He has met my desires. These last few days have been so amazing that it was hard to put into words with tears swelling in my eyes. God has promised me that I will see revival, and that the Holy Spirit will teach me to help bring it about in my prayers. Surrendered to God and whatever He wants from me, willing to be hidden, faceless, nameless, praying and worshiping God. My favorite bird is a sparrow because God took notice of a small bird. Sunday, a preacher asked me via email what my name is because he did not see it at the top of sermon audio. I told him, it is only important what my name is, only to Jesus. When I pull my hands out of the fire and present Him my gift for my dutiful service here on earth. Well done, my good and faithful servant. My name is Servant. Pursue God, and you too will find out how wonderful His voice is to hear while you talk with Him. To God be all the glory. Your brother in Christ, servant, PJ.